Good morning, friends. Oh my goodness, it is so good to be back. And I am so glad that you are able to join me on today. It is Memorial Day weekend. The holiday is here. You know, that means good weather, barbecues, music, laughter, fun. So I hope that all of you who are listening out there are able to enjoy your holiday weekend. So just wanted to say I'm back to another episode of Between a Rock and a Scarred Place. Thank you so much for being here. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with me. So just wanted to start off by saying, let's find out what's on the rumor mill. Well, it's not a rumor, but over the weekend, Shawnee O'Neal and Pastor Keon Henderson, they got married in Anguilla on Saturday. So congratulations to them. It's been really nice to kind of see their relationship blossom out. It hasn't been greatly publicized, but they have put it out there on their Instagrams, and it has been nice to kind of just see their relationship just unfold and blossom over this last year. And so congratulations to them. I did see that on The Shade Room. They did put that story out there, and when I read some of the comments, oh my gosh, like the audacity that people have, like audacity must be selling at 7-Eleven, because people, they have a lot of it. They are buying it up. It obviously is cheap. It's not as expensive as gas and groceries. So they are definitely buying it up, because they still rip her to shreds in the comments, you know. A lot of people don't think that she's first lady material, which I don't even know what that is. I don't even know what first lady material is. I know what we think it's supposed to look like for those of us who have grown up in black churches. So I know what it's supposed to look like. However, being a first lady, number one, that is specific to the person. Because they're still a person. First lady is not a character. I mean, it may be for some women who are just looking to be seat fillers. However, first lady, it's a title. But it's not a character that person puts on. Like, it's a title that they have if they're called to ministry in that capacity. You can be married to a pastor. That doesn't automatically make you a first lady. That doesn't automatically. I mean, I know that we think that because we see, oh, the president and then his wife is the first lady. That's how that rolls. But when it comes to being a pastor, like, you can be married to a pastor, and I don't want that title. I don't want that. That ain't my calling. I'm his wife. Pastor doesn't necessarily have to have a first lady. And his wife doesn't necessarily have to be called to be first lady. So I thought that was like really weird that guys are like, she's not first lady material. What does that look like? What is that even? Really, please tell me. Somebody let me know what does first lady look like? Like, is it a outfit that she wears? What is it? What doesn't make her first lady material? Why? Because she produces a reality TV show? Because she has multiple streams of income. Like, she doesn't, she, like, what is the mold? What is the, where's the standard? What standard are you guys using? Because half of the people who commented on that post, I'm pretty sure half of you don't even go to church on a regular. You probably don't even tithe. Let's just be honest. Y'all probably go on Mother's Day, Father's Day, and Easter. Maybe Christmas, Sunday, you know, and New Year's Eve. Probably not New Year's Eve because you're probably out somewhere partying. So y'all got to stop that. That lady has done nothing wrong to you all. Be happy that she found someone that she feels can see her, that gives her the space that she needs to be who she is and doesn't judge her for what she does as a leader, as a boss, as someone who makes decisions in the entertainment space. You know? And he's found someone that he feels that can love him in the space that he's in, the capacity that he's in. And they've been able to merge those worlds without compromising who they are at their core values. Like, it's something to be celebrated. It's Black love. And I'm all about Black love. Healthy Black love. And most of us, we see these relationships blossoming, or we see these relationships forming or happening. Like, we're only given a snapshot. We aren't with them every day. We don't know what they do when they're not posting on Instagram, when he's not preaching, when she's not executive producing. Like, we don't know what they do in their everyday life. We don't know the conversations that they have. We don't know their pillow talk. We don't know any of that. So stop hating. Stop judging. Just be happy. Be happy. If you cannot speak life into somebody else, shut up. Be quiet. Nobody wants to hear all of that negativity. That negativity, you know where it goes? It comes right back to you. In some form or fashion, the negativity that you put out is going to come back to you. What do they say? Garbage in, garbage out, trash in, trash out. That's what's going to happen. You put that negativity out there, it's going to come back to you. So stop being weird. Just stop it. It doesn't benefit you. How did making that negative, nasty comment, how did that help you today? What value did that add to your life? Don't worry, I'll wait. It added none? Oh, okay, that's what I thought. So, again, congratulations to the couple. Anguilla, how many people get married out there? Huh? So, from the picture that the Shade Room posted, it looked like it was a beautiful wedding. So, congratulations. I hope that I hope that God continues to bless their marriage, bless them individually, bless them as a couple, and they build whatever empire that God has purposed for them to build together. And on that note, let's move on to why I am here today. What I came to share with you all today on this episode. So, I have been in a little funk the last month or so. Been like in a little funk, especially this past week. Just, you know, going to work, coming home, and you know that there's stuff that needs to be done, and you just like, I just don't want to do it. Like, I ain't feeling this. I am not feeling this. I need to clean up. I ain't feeling nothing. And so, of course, you know, we have this long extended weekend. Monday is Memorial Day, so most businesses, if not all, are closed. You get an extra day off of work. You have a short work week coming up. So, my plan was to be able to go to my sister's over the weekend, but she had some other plans, which is cool, because I know that, you know, we're still going to link up for the weekend. But I was like, you know what? My kids are off doing them with, you know, other family members, and I'm here at the house by myself, and I am just trying to figure out what to do. Well, actually, the night before, I was up very late, because what I really wanted to do was what I wanted to get up and start my day early. I wanted to go out, maybe do a little bit of Instacart, maybe do a little bit of Grubhub, because, you know, you gotta, in these times, you gotta grind. Everything is just going up, up, up. Like, grocery prices are up and it's stuck. So is gas. And, whew, let me tell you, I don't like it. Not at all, Russ. Not at all. So, I wanted to get up early because I was up very late the night before. The early just didn't happen for me. I am not an early riser. I absolutely loathe early risings. I really do. It doesn't matter how much sleep I get. I could get 12 hours of sleep, and if you wake me up at 6 o'clock in the morning, you are going to get the RBF face. And if you don't know what that is, that's the resting BITCH face. Like, you're going to get that, because what time is it? It's 6. I was asleep. I probably was having a good dream too. And you woke me up. We're not doing that. Don't do that. Okay? So, doesn't matter. 2 hours, 3 hours, 12 hours. I could get a whole 24 hours. And I still don't want to get up at the crack of dawn on any morning. But sometimes you have to do that. You have to. So, didn't happen for me. I slept in late, and I needed it, because sometimes I have these spells where I have like insomnia. Like I it's hard for me to go to sleep. I know that I'm tired. My body is telling me I'm tired. My mind is saying shut down, but for whatever reason, I just can't seem to just lay down and close my eyes and rest. And so I end up being up past the wee hours of the morning. It happens on work days too, which is terrible. I do not recommend this for anybody, because it is not the way that you want to proceed throughout the week. Because one of those days, you're going to your body is going to try to catch up on that sleep that you have missed. And, you know, you just don't want that. Because then it's just kind of like the day gets away from you. Life kind of passes you by. And you feel like, I didn't accomplish anything today. Today was a little bit of a waste. So I get up, you know, later than I want to. I get up and I sit up for a little bit and I'm like, okay, where do I start? Because I have got to get myself out of this funk that I am in. So I get my phone, I get my sound bar, I take it into the kitchen, I turn my music on, and boom, I start cleaning. And you just gotta start. Once you start, you just kind of get into a zone, and then you go from one room to one room to one room. Like, you know, I tackled the kitchen, I tackled the living room, and then I even tackled the kids' room. Like, that room was, oh my gosh, like, I had been avoiding cleaning that room. And it's still some other work that needs to be done to it. But for the most part, I'm happy with the work that I was able to do in there, because I didn't want to have to do it. If anybody knows me, I cannot stand cleaning up. If I even feel like it's going to be ill, if it's yucky, I cannot stand. It don't matter where I'm cleaning. If it's yucky, I can't stand cleaning it. But it has to be done. It has to be done. So I just said all of that to say that sometimes, you know, we get into these places where we feel like we're stuck in a little bit of a, I don't want to say depressed state, but you know, you're a little bit of a downer. It's just like, it's nothing specific. There's not one specific thing that you can say, oh, this made me feel sad, or this made me feel blah, or this made me feel just like ill. There's not one specific thing. Sometimes it's just overall, like the way that I can describe it, it's like a puzzle. And right now, everything is scrambled up. And it's not until you decide to actually sit down and put the pieces together. And then once you have the puzzle put together, then you finally feel like there's some order. Like there's some order to your life. And so that's kind of like how I have been feeling. I have been feeling like, you know, not that anything in my life is going crazy. You know, everything it's pretty chill right now. I cannot complain. I thank the Lord for everything that I have and that I have accomplished. I am learning. I am learning in every state to be content, whether it's good or bad. And I'm also learning that it's okay for me to feel my emotions, for me to express my emotions respectfully. I try, for the most part, to always be respectful when I'm expressing how I feel. Sometimes it doesn't work. And I have to pull back and try to restrain myself. Because it's never my intentions to be disrespectful. Even when I feel disrespected, it's never my intention to be disrespectful. Don't get me wrong. I can go there. I can bring the disrespect back. But I truly try not to do that, because in the end, it gets you nowhere. Like, there, nothing gets accomplished in those moments when you act out of emotion. So I am learning that it's okay for me to cry. It's okay. Like, I don't have to be strong all the time. It's okay for me to be upset. It's okay for me to be sad. It's okay for me to be happy. It's okay for me to be confused. It's okay for me to be, you know, to think, to analyze. It's okay for me to have the feelings that I have. Just don't sit in them, especially don't sit in them if they're negative. Like, don't stay there. Even, it might sound weird, but even in moments of happiness, like even when you have those moments of happiness, don't sit there forever, because there's something else coming along that's going to make you happier than the place that you're at now. Like, sometimes we get happy and we think, this is the most happiest I can be. And it's like, yeah, if you stay there in that moment for too long, that will be the happiest place or space that you could ever be in. But keep going, because there's an even more happier space that you're going to come to. And on the other side of that coin, if you stay in the negative space for too long, you're going to find yourself climbing down a continual ladder of negativity and you don't want that. You don't want that. So you have to have balance, and you have to find those activities that will help you kind of break out of that, those moments of when you feel that place of just, like I said in my last episode, where you just plateau. And cleaning my house, like, I mean, something as simple as cleaning up made me feel good. It made me feel like I accomplished something. Like, no, I didn't go out and rule the world. You know, I didn't go out and be a, you know, I'm bossed up. Like, I ain't do all that. I just cleaned my house. Did I get to finish doing everything? No, because that was a long day. And I already started out late. But for the time that I spent and what I was able to do in that time, I felt like I accomplished something. And that really, like, boosted my energy, that boosted my morale, that boosted my esteem. It made me feel good. I was able to take my time. I didn't have to worry about someone asking me to cook dinner, to give me a snack. I didn't have to worry about any of that. And that was a really, really, really good feeling. And so I just wanted to share with you all that, you know, if you find yourself at a place where you feel just like, oh, this day is just not giving what it's supposed to give. Like, if you find yourself in that place, if you find yourself where, you know, you feel like you have kind of come to you're kind of horizontal instead of vertical, find an activity. For some, it could be reading a book. Maybe you haven't read in a long time. and you need to get back to it. For some, it could be writing. You know, maybe you have, you know, you haven't tapped into your creative flow. And so get back to writing. If that is what is going to feed positivity into you, and it's going to help uplift you, and it's going to help bring you out of that mood of like, I don't want to do nothing. And like, if it's going to help put the puzzle pieces together, then do it. You know, if that means taking a walk, if that means taking a drive, if that means calling your best friend, if that means talking to your boo, your bae, your sweetheart, if that means finding one really good show and just sitting down, making you some popcorn and watching your show. Like I said, for me, it was cleaning up. For someone else, it could be, you know what? I haven't been going to the gym like I told myself I was going to do. Let me do that. Let me go to the gym. Or let me turn on YouTube and find a channel on here that they do workout exercise. I mean, people are doing everything on social media. So if you can't find it out in the real world, I'm pretty sure you'll be able to find it on the virtual world. So, yeah, I just wanted to come on here and encourage you to not stay in that depressed mood. Don't stay in that downward space. Even when it feels like you can't get out of it, you have to push yourself to get out of it. Like you have to be, and that is really like my journey. My journey is intention. Like you really have to be intentional about your progress, because it is not just going to happen. It's not just going to fall in your lap. I mean, for some people, miracles do happen. Some things do just fall in your lap, but really it takes the hard work. And sometimes making yourself happy is hard work. Making yourself feel a state of happiness, a mood of joy and excitement and just overall gladness, that takes work. It's not always easy. You don't always want to do it. Those are the times that you need to go hard and lean into it, because those are the moments that you're going to grow. You're going to stretch yourself, because now it's like, I'm uncomfortable. I want to be lazy. I don't want to do anything. So me getting up and doing this activity, or me getting up and making myself do this, it's uncomfortable. It's stretching me. I don't like that. Don't do that. But you have to. You have to push yourself. It is necessary. Because that's how progress is going to be made. And at the end of the day, we all want a completed puzzle for our life. We're all just trying to put pieces together, and we all want a completed puzzle for our life. So I hope that I was able to say something today that has encouraged you, that has encouraged your heart, Remember to check this out, to subscribe, to share. And also, I'm going to be back next Sunday. So make sure that you check me out next Sunday for another encouraging, you know, an encouraging word from me. I'm going to keep it real, but I'm always going to be encouraging to those that are listening. Because I want us all to win. Like, we may be between a rock and a scarred place, but we can win. We are not going to be there forever. And so that's what I want for everyone that listens. And I am so, again, appreciative, because you could have been anywhere. You could have been listening to anything, and you stopped and took a time to listen to me. I love you, my friends, and until we meet again.